الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حين حضره الموت إني أحدثكم حديثا سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك واعدد نفسك في الموتى وإياك ودعوة المظلوم فإنها تستجاب رواه الطبراني رحمه الله تعالى. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, few Fridays ago I initiated a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an, that when he came close to his death, he said to the people around him that today I will mention that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I have heard directly from the fountain of knowledge, the paragon of Allah's creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things in this hadith. The first portion of this hadith was, اُعْبُدِ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَّمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are visually observing Him, you are watching Him, you are looking at Him. And this is a higher stage. If this is not possible, then you come down to the second stage and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that you are aware of this fact that Allah is watching you. Allah is observing you. Because when a person has this thought in his heart and mind, that every action of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being monitored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes extremely difficult for this person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned the example that if you were to place in a room, in a place where there is a camera in the corner and you are being told that whatever you do here, you are being monitored in another room, then this person will not carry out anything contrary to the teachings of that owner or manager. Because he knows that if I do something, I'm being watched. When this thought comes in the hearts and the minds of the believer, then he only carries out those actions which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will abstain from all those things which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he is aware and conscious about this fact that Allah is always watching me. A few months ago, someone, one of the youngsters, he left his phone in my classroom. And I picked it up just to see that whose phone is it. And as soon as I pressed the start button, there was a message on the screen that Allah is watching you. This made me so happy. That look at this youngster, he's in university. I didn't know who he was. After that, I found out that this phone belongs to so-and-so person. I gave him so much du'as. That this person is surrounded with fitna. Each step he takes, he's confronted by shaitan. Despite that, he's reminding himself over and over again that Allah is watching you. My brothers, technology is good for us, but unfortunately, Unfortunately today, this technology has landed us in so many problems. Just take the phone. How many disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we commit on the phone itself? Even good people who are connected with masajid, people who perform salah in first saf, people who go in the path of Allah, people who are connected with the pious people, people who are connected with ilm and knowledge, sometimes they slip and they commit disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They commit sins due to this technology and this phone. When I saw this message that Allah is watching you, such a great reminder. As soon as you start your phone, you are reminding yourself that whatever you do on your phone, if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is watching you, you will be punished in the hereafter. Our pious predecessors, if you look at their lives, every single action, they would have this thought, that I'm doing this action, why am I doing this? Am I doing this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I doing this to please the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will this action bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or will this action bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is why they became successful in this world, and inshallah they will become successful in the hereafter. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a pleasant death. Because they live their life according to the teachings of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were aware and conscious about this fact that Allah is watching me. Every step I take, any action I do, Allah is watching me. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And you will be reciprocated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go in the hereafter, when you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will ask you questions. You did this in your life, why did you do it? Where did you earn your money from? Where did you spend your money? You acquire so much knowledge. Did you practice on your knowledge? You used to go in the path of Allah. Did you fulfill the rights of going in the path of Allah? You were connected with the pious people. Did you fulfill their rights? Allah will ask these questions because Allah is watching us. And the cameras of this world, my brother, these cameras can only capture your physical actions. The camera of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that they not only capture your physical actions, they also capture your inner and batini kaifiyat and qualities and your condition, your inward, your batini condition. Allah knows what goes through your heart and mind. Allah is aware of everything. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ Allah knows everything. What you think about, what you plan, Allah is aware of everything. حكيم الأمة مولانا أشرف علي ثانوي رحمه الله تعالى, a very, very pious saint. Once he was traveling, and the luggage, his luggage was exceeding the limit. So he said to the person who was responsible there that I would like to pay for the extra luggage that I have. And the person, he was a non-Muslim and he knew Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. And in those days people were so genuine that despite being a person, individual from the other faith, they would also respect the person and pious people from the other faith. So he said to Hakim ul-Ummat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, that no, you don't have to pay anything for your excess luggage because I know a person who will come with you and inshallah he will help you when the person comes to check your ticket and everything. Hakim ul-Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he said to this person that where will he come with me and what is the last station that he will accompany me? So he said that he'll accompany you until so and so place. Hakim ul-Ummah Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi said to him that no, my journey goes beyond that. And I'm planning to go ahead of that station. He said that don't worry, I'll tell this person that he'll accompany you from here to so and so place. And he will appoint another person from that station to another place. So he said that where will the second person accompany me? Until where? So he said that so-and-so station. He said that my journey is beyond that. He said the second person will appoint the third person. And that's where your journey will end. And he said that no, my journey is far ahead of that station. And he said that no, I am here and I am commanded by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to live as a traveler. I'm here for few days, few weeks, few months or few years. After that, I will have to leave this world and I will take a journey towards Akhirah and I will have to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your person and you have appointed a person who will accompany me until so-and-so station. And after I pass away and I go in my grave, who will accompany me? Who will save me from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will save me from the questions of malaika and these angels? My journey is far more beyond this station. Because they were cognizant of this fact, they were aware and conscious that Allah is watching me. Even if people help me in doing something bad, they can only accompany me until I pass away. After I leave this world, when I go in my grave, I will be alone and I will be sleeping in my grave. There will be no one to help me. In the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to roam around in the alleys of Medina. So once he went to the outskirts of Medina, he's going and he's looking at people's condition, make sure nobody needs any help. If somebody was in need, he would help the person. If someone is committing a crime, he's doing something bad, he would reprimand them, punish them. So he would go and walk around in the alleys of Medina. Once at the time of Tahajjud, he's going and he is in the outskirts of Medina. وَأَلْزَقَ ظَهْرَهُ إِلَى الْجِدَالِ لِيَسْتَرِيحِ And he placed his back against the wall so he can rest for a little while. As he did this, he heard someone speaking in the house, that a mother telling her daughter, that come on, get up, you're sleeping. هَلَّا تَمْذُقُ اللَّبَنَ بِالْمَا Will you not mix this laban and this milk with water? Because if you have pure milk and you sell this, you will get less money. If you mix some water in it, the quantity will increase and you will be able to earn more money. So they would do this and they would deceive people in this manner. So the mother is saying to her daughter that, come on, get up and mix water with the milk. And the girl is answering to her mother that, no, I can't do this. كَيْفَ أَمْذُقُ اللَّبَنَ بِالْمَاءِ وَأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ يَنْهَانَ That how can I mix water with milk? Because our Amirul Mu'mineen, our leader, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has prohibited us that we cannot carry out this action. We can't do this. So when her mother heard this statement of the daughter, she said that Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has only prohibited us. But he's not here. If he comes, and then you try to mix water with milk, he will see us. Right now he's not here. He's not listening to our conversation because they weren't aware that Umar ibn al-Khattab is standing outside or is resting outside. So amazing answer given by the daughter. I wish I can do justice to the translation of this statement of this girl. So we can write this statement on the slate of our hearts. That in kana Umaru la yarani fa rabbu Umaru yarani. That if Umar ibn al-Khattab, who is our Amirul Mu'mineen, if he is not watching us, if he is not looking at us, but the Rabb and the creator of Umar ibn al-Khattab is definitely looking at us. We're not scared of Umar ibn al-Khattab, we're scared of the creator of Umar ibn al-Khattab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching our actions. If Umar does not punish us, and we will go in a sound position from this world, who will save us from the punishment of the grave? Who will save us from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? Who's going to help us on the pul sirat? Who's going to help us in the fire of Jahannam? Because the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cameras of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are constantly watching us, observing us. I often say in my talk, my brothers, that the pious predecessors, the companions and the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, were more cognizant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the situations of happiness than we are in the situations of calamity and adversity. Somebody has passed away in our family. One of our close relatives, our friends, they pass away. We go to the graveyard. We are still indulged in laughing and joking. We are laughing around. And we are talking about worldly affairs. We have no concern. We have no concern for our akhirah. That today this person is leaving. He's leaving this world. He will sleep in his grave. Tomorrow my turn will come and I will have to sleep in my grave alone. Nobody will be able to help me. اُعْبُدِ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Live your life in such a way that you are looking at Allah. This is a higher state, like I mentioned. But if you can't do this, then at least think that whatever I'm doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah is observing me. Allah is monitoring me. And just as your manager, your supervisor, your owner is observing you, and later on you will be questioned and you will have to answer to his questions. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is monitoring us. When we pass away, when we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pose questions to us. La yazalu qadam ibn Adam hatta yus'ala an khams. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith. Unfortunately, I don't have time to explain this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I'll just translate this sentence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nobody will be able to move their feet on the day of judgment until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask him 5 questions. And he answers these 5 questions, then only he will be able to move from his place. So my brothers, let us bring this concentration, this awareness, this istihdar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah is watching me. If we have this, inshallah, this thinking, this thought in our hearts and mind, inshallah, shaitan and nafs will not be able to take us astray and on the wrong path. It'll be easy for us to stay on the right path. And inshallah, this right path will lead to Jannah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the tawfiq, and all of us sitting here and wherever my voice is reaching now and will reach later on, the tawfiq to practice upon these few words which came out from the depth of my heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.